So our parak opens up with a question, working with an assumption. The parak discusses very intricate details as to what brachas you make on specific foods. The obvious implication is that there's a concept of making a bracha called brachas Zemene, bracha Rishayna. And the Gemara, of course, poses the first question. Well, not a great surprise, but not immediately. Where in the world does all of this come from? Anything we're going to talk about for the next 10 months is hinging upon today's Shia, Menon Emili. What is the source for all of this? So whenever you see a question in the Gemara like that, Menon Emili, so you have to get ready for a couple of possibilities as to where we're going to land in this sugya. Every din, every halacha that exists has to have a source in one of several places. Either it's a simple pasuk chumash, then you don't need too much of a Gemara for that, or it's derived from kind of some kind of a drasha based on psukim in chumash. It could be perhaps a gzeirah shavah, it could be a hekesh, it could be a smuchin, it could be maybe a kavah chomer, one of the yigum midas, an assorted midas shatana drashas bam. That's always another possibility. Then you can have things that are just pure tashem apeh in the sense of halacha moshe b'sinai. They were given ishra piyish and meishir rabbeinu, and there's no source in the tashem b'ksav at all. And when all of the above fails, then the din by default is going to be only a din midrabanan. Now, don't take dinam drabban lightly. We're going to see a lot as the course of the year goes on. Dinam drabban were quite serious. A good bulk of the parak is dinam drabban. So any one of the following answers are going to be found to that question. Either a clear-cut deraisa, a posim chubish, some kind of a drasha, some kind of lachamash sinai, some kind of dinam drabban. So the Gemara goes down the route of admitting that it's not actually a posim chubish, that nobody really claims that it's an actual posim chubish to recite a bracha, although, as we will see very, very quickly, to recite a bracha charona is in fact a pasuk chumash, but we're not. That's the seventh parak, not the sixth parak. So to recite a bracha vishayin is not a pasuk chumash. So the Gemara tries the next best thing. The Gemara tries to find a drasha. What's the drasha? The Tanur about Mikona Braisa. The Gemara starts a whole complicated story with Kedish Lum Hashem, Psukim, and Pashas Kedosha, Maislach with Oil and Ravoya. So complicated. We have so much to talk about, so much Zeroyim to learn over the next 2 weeks, but we're not going to talk about that now. We're just going to try to get to the cut through very, very quickly. And the Gemara is clearly quoting Psukim, and the Gemara is dashing these Psukim, and the Gemara is going through the vehicle of Teshuvah Bapeh. So if we would just stop the Gemara dead in its tracks after the first line or two, if I would stop you and ask you, so tell me Rabbi Isaac, I have an apple in front of me, I'm about to make a bur per eight. Is that a mitzvah derais? Is that a mitzvah derabanan? That's all I want to know. Just answer that question. By the way, it's open discussion. There's not just a shiur, open discussion. If you would just read the Gemara's first two lines, Kedish Shulam Hashem, Drasha, what would you say? Say the rice, right? So you guys are the old Tamidim, so they're Maminim. They know what I'm feeding them and I want them to answer. So someone's going to say here it's Derabbanan. I know someone's going to say it's not Rabbi, it's not really a positive Chumash. So what are we going to call you? A Kaifer, not Pekorim. So I'm going to it's a Dim Derais. What's the Shail? Kedish Shulam Hashem, Psukim Pashik Kedoshim. That's in Vayikra, by the way. That's in Chavish Chum Shatar case in the Bible. Okay, that's a pasuk. So Rabbi Tam writes that even though the Gemara says that you're supposed to, you know, divide up your learning every day, you're supposed to learn Tanakh and Mishnayos and Gemara, Rabbi Tam says you can just learn Gemara. If you learn Talmud Bavli, you're good to go, because in any daf in Talmud Bavli, you're inevitably going to have a little bit of Chumash, a little bit of Mishnayos, etc. Rabbi Tam was assuming that you're actually going to look up the pasuk, but Rabbi Tam was before the Isvahad Gemara, before they started putting the pasukim on the side of the Gemaras. In the old days, in the Free Adikadaris, when I was a kid, so you used to actually get up, get off your chair. I remember Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen used to say, the only exercise of Ben Tarshigan. Only exercise. And you get up, you walk over to the bookshelf, put up a chumash. He didn't really say that. So, but he used to say, he used to bemoan the fact that it was a moshul Torah. A moshul Torah is to get up and to walk over to the bookshelf and pull a chumash, yank it off the shelf. That's a moshul Torah. Lazy, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. The problem is you guys are such a munus chachamim, so the Gemara quotes a pasuk. That's there. Gotta check, make sure it's really there. Okay, so the Gemara is working with psukim, psukim, psukim. It's a din deraisa. And then all of a sudden, after about 30 lines, the Gemara makes like an about, it's I forgot my math, it's not 190 degree turn, but whatever it is, 360 degree, a spin around. And the Gemara says, no, we got the whole thing wrong. And we go down to the second to the last line. We just learned 40 lines today. The Gemara says, Ella Svari in the first of the Mechaimus, Oslo Liam Chanim and Adam Zebelai Bracha. The Gemara says, no, everything we said until now was wrong. You want to know why you recite a bracha? It has nothing to do with Kedish Shalom Hashem, nothing to do with Orla, with Revoy, with Maislech, with stories of Chagadji from Zeroyim. It says, Svara. What's the Svara? You can enjoy the world without giving Sharaf Adar to Ben Shalom. It's a Gevaldika slice of pizza. I didn't tell a bracha you make on the pizza. It's Gevaldika apples, Gevaldika croissant. And you're not going to make a bracha. It's what are you talking? It's a posh of the Svara. Okay, good. So we close that Gemara. We didn't even open them yet. We close that Gemara. So now I'm going to ask you the same question. Now, all the smart alecks from before, no? So what do you think now? A brach is deraisa, a brach is derabanan.
Yeah.
Complicated, yeah? Who here thinks that brachas are still deraisa? So I'm going to challenge my able-bodied assistant from Deridaris, Jeremy, and explain, why is it deraisa? The Gemara just said, we try psukim, and the Gemara says, you're right, there's no possum. The Gemara says, svari. So what do those words mean, svari? So this was a huge machlekes, Gedali Acharenim, how to understand the last line in this Gemara. So came along the Pnei Yeshua on that Gemara and said, the Gemara never backpedaled from its basic assumption that Birchsenen is deraisa. That was the beginning of the Gemara, that's the middle of the Gemara, and that's the Sofa Gemara. And says the Bnei Yeshua, mitchil v'yatsoif kuliyam lepligi, to recite a bracha on a piece of bread, on an apple, is a mitzvah deraisa. It's a chiyah, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyah gom deraisa. What's the makor? The Gemara thought the makor was a pasuk kashul Moshe. The Gemara realized that was probably not such a great makor. Was it Nocha Mokor, second Mokor? What's the second Mokor? Svara. Says the Bnei Yeshua, whatever is derived from a Svara is automatically a Din Deraisa. It's Ki'ilu, it's a Din Deraisa. Why is that? Says the Bnei Yeshua, it's like a Midah Shetar Adresh Esperm. One of the Midahs that was given to Meshe Ben and Harsina is, if you use a good head, good Seichel Ayosher, a good cup, and you can figure out that something is logical and something makes sense, something is reasonable, then that is part of the system of the Dini HaTorah. And I don't even need a pasuk for that. And that's exactly what's playing out in that Gemara, says the Bnei Yeshua. The Gemara thought that Birch said, no, it didn't make so much sense. You need a real pasuk to be Mechadish. And the Gemara's maskon is, no, it's not true. It's so posh, it's so obvious, that you don't even need a pasuk. Svari. So according to Bnei Yeshua, the Gemara never backed out from the basic mahalach that it's deraisa. It was deraisa in the first line of the Gemara. It's deraisa in the last line of the Gemara. The only thing that changed from line 1 to line 50 was, what's the mark of the deraisa? First, the Gemara thought it was Kedesh Elulim and a Maislach from Ravai, Hochad Gadya. Nishchad Gadya. Svari. That's quite a statement. Anything that's derived from a svar becomes a din deraisa. Really, is that true? Anyone have a raya for that? So I cheat. I gave you guys a chance to cheat. The Gemara Baba Kam Mimbab. The Pnei Yeshua doesn't say it may atzmai. He calls him a fair shikvar. He says, I have a mocker in Chazal for this idea that anything that's so compelling, that's so logical, makes such perfect sense, I don't need a pasuk to teach it to me, and it has its own status of deraisa. So what's his mocker? The guys from the old days know. I couldn't go more than 10 minutes without talking about a mitzvah for a little raya. You guys are probably thinking, we're learning Ketz Mavarchin, forget Baba Basra, forget Baba Metzia, forget Gittin. No. That's not happening. Not on this watch. So I say, let's learn a Sukkot Din Mamun a little bit. A little Chayshin Mishpat here. Okay? A little Din Torah, yeah.
Aren't there like 7 Dinim, like
Rav
and
Hal
and Rav Kodesh that have this status?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. You're saying that they're Rabbanim, but they kind of like their Rises? Well, there are formally 7 mitzvahs derabbanan, mitzvahs essay, at least 7, which are in their own category, mitzvahs derabbanan. It's a loaded machlekes balachos. G'day, listen, the Ram and the Rabban, we got a lot to talk about. We have, I think, John Paul Jones, what did he say? Just as the ship was going down, what was his famous line? No one knows who John Paul Jones was. First of all, you have to know certain basic bikiyas. If you don't know it, you're in the wrong ship, okay? That's right, okay. As the last ship of the American Continental Navy was going down, the first and last ship in Revolutionary War, John Paul Jones got up and he said, I have not yet begun to fight. So we have not yet begun the sugya. But you are correct. You are a gavaltiga aura about why am I spending so much time on this question. Isn't it obvious that all of them don't want their eyes? Also, stay tuned. Okay? The ship has not yet gone down. It's going down quickly, but not yet. Okay. So basically, so comes the Gemara and says the following. I take you to a Din Torah. Okay? I say, you owe me $1,000. And what do you respond? No, come on, dude. I'm this guy. Come on. Lady, come on. What do you say? You say, I don't know your pen. I know you are. So let's see, get lost. So I'm yelling and screaming, you owe me $1,000. And he's yelling, I don't know who this guy is. He's been my ship for 3 years. Doesn't know who I am. Right? Loyal's Bami Elam. No. What's the Din? What does Basin say? Basin turns to who? You want to get money? You want to get money out of somebody? Go prove it. It's a lecha mutal to bring a raya. You have to bring a raya that you're entitled to the money. How do you know that? So the Gemara of says, "Binayin lematzchavel of a raya." Second Gemara Mekamis. Shedemar mi baal dvar migashin. It doesn't say ami mi baal. The aleph is from the Bar Ilan nonsense. Mi baal dvar migashaleh. It says, Mi Baal, though it's not different gears than Chumash, it's just Pashat, a silly printer. Mi Baal Dvar Migash Aleim. The Pasuk says, Bash Mishpatim, if you have a problem, go do something about it. You have a Taina, go prove it. So Gemara says, Masla Vashi, Halam Likro Svaru. Vashi says, what do you need a Pasuk for that for? The Klaiv Lik Eva, Azul Beyasya. If you're a header, go to the doctor. If you have a backache, go to the doctor. You have a problem, go take care of it. You claim that somebody owes you money, it's your problem, not my problem. So go prove it. Go take care of it. Go bring a raya. So Gemara says, you're all right. You don't need a posuk. The ABCs of the Dinamamanis. We learned Chesed about them 2 years ago. We spent the entire year on the Kalal of Matzchil of Raya. Lot, snack, and barrel, the entire Kalal doesn't need a posuk. It's a posuk to Svar, Bibalvam, Yigashalim. You don't need a posuk for that. Bibalvam means something else. Posuk to Svar. You have a toothache, you're 2/3 for the dentist. So the Gemara says that all of the Dinamamanis is hinging on a posuk to Svar. That means all of the Dinamamanis is Deraisa. These all Dinam Deraisa, based on Kapaskin every day in Bazin, they Paskin, Matzchil of Raya. Zeman, like you see from here, that Svara is a deraisa, says the Pnei Yeshua. So what's the difference between the Svara in the Dinamamanis, that's governing the Dinamamanis, and the Svara that's governing Chuz Brachas? And therefore the Pnei Yeshua sticks to his guns, and he says that Brachas, before you eat an apple, or a din deraisa, I does no posuk, I don't need a posuk. I does no lachem versina, I don't need a lachem, I does no drugs, it doesn't matter. It's a posh to Svara, what's the posh to Svara? Also, Lam, Lahanis, Lahanis, I believe Bracha, Zayzat, the Pnei Yeshua, Nasuk.
Why does our Gemara and Brachos go down through this whole back and forth? Why doesn't it just say
Lamali
Klus
started
at the very beginning?
Because Chazal weren't ready to Kitz Shabrach. They were ready. They wanted us to get Labor Day. What to talk about? We should spend the first 6 weeks of Shia. Otherwise, we'd have nothing to talk about the stuffing or the Bechutz Lawrence and the Rabbi. We have Sugi Shlemus on this one. So Chazal had Brachman on the Rebbe. Otherwise, I have to start saying Shia with Brachman and Kampitz. I don't know what Brachman yet. So the first Amud is easy. It's all this Rabbi stuff. So hang in there. Hang in there. All right, everyone's with us. So far, so good. Anyone want to argue, Pnei Yeshua?
Do we have any other places where it would seem maybe that where the Gemara quotes Svara because it's like stuck and therefore?
As well as Rabbanan, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting there. So anyone want to argue with Yeshua? Are the two cases really equivalent? Anyone know? So the Tzlach is written by the Nedi Behuda. Nedi Behuda wrote a whole bunch of Svarim. He wrote, Nedi Behuda was named after his father, it was Yehuda, and his mother's name was Chaya. So it's Tzion LeNefesh Chaya. It was like a monument. It was like a Tzion Kvaros. It was a monument for his mother Chaya. So he wrote the Perasha Tzlach on a few Masechtas, including Brachas. So the Nedi Behuda takes issue with this Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. And he writes that, he says, just because we find Svaras in Baba Kama, what does that have to do with Brachas? These are two totally different areas of halacha. But the Kav is Dinei Mamonis. He says, in the realm of Dinei Mamonis, ultimately Svaras govern all of Dinei Mamonis. Everything in Dinei Mamonis makes sense. What chelik of halacha is Dinei Mamonis? It's all mishpatim. Mishpatim by definition makes sense. The Torah is divided into chukim and mishpatim. So all of Dinei Mamonis are mishpatim. Every once in a while you get a curveball in Dinei Mamonis, but 99.9% of Dinei Mamonis is mishpatim. It's Svaras, it's things that make a lot of sense. Says the Pnei Yeshua, says the Nedibir, the fact that the Gemara applies the principle of Svara to create a Din D'Arais and Din Mamonis, you want to extrapolate from Din D'Arais Brachis? No Shaychas, what's love between the two? Says the Nedibir, since when do we find in religious ritual law, we find Lamlikar Svara? If it makes sense to you, so then that's what you do in religion? It makes sense to you to do the following, therefore becomes a Mitzvah Zatayra. That's how our religion works. Because a bunch of guys get the answer, gee, this makes a lot of sense, so therefore let's do it, and we'll turn it into a mitzvah deraisa. That's crazy. So says the Nedi Behuda, the fact that the Gemara applies this principle of svar to dinim deraisa, that's true. In the realm of Allah, of dinim mamonis, on the realm of it's in the head, the brachas is in the head, and not dinim mamonis. Fascinating, machlokes, the gedolei acharonim, what to do with the last line of Egedmah. But it all revolves around one word, everybody said, what's the one word? Ella. The Gemara had deraisa, 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 deraisa. And then the Gemara says, Ella Svaru. So Ella means we're having an about face. According to the Bnei Yeshua, what was the about face? The about face wasn't about the Teikef Adin, about the strength of the Din. It was deraisa and it's Vaita deraisa. It's Blight deraisa, it remains deraisa. What was the Ella? It was just a Makor. It was a very, very almost trivial and significant Ella, according to the Gemara. Kind of like swallow it up, read it really fast, Ella. Ella just meant you thought the mock was A, now you're wrong, the mock was B. According to the Nedi, when the Gemara says Ella, what does the Gemara say? The world turns upside down. That word, three letters in Chazal, Haley and Chazal said three letters. We just read the Gemara so fast, everything. Ella, Ella, Ella. Ella changes the whole mahus of the din. It used to be a drabbanan. It used to be a derais. Now it's a drabbanan. Everything radically changes according to the Nedi Behuda. So who's right, Rabbi Yisrael? This machlek is gedayla and we machriya between the Nedi Behuda and the Breishu. Who's right? No. What does Taisus say? The last Taisus. Unlemin hemid alat. Ella svaru aslemin alat. Who crud the nasa v'yala smachta bi'alma. For Gemara Yisavim Yitchila Delima Gomeru. Taisus is barred with a big problem, a huge problem. Taisus says, honestly, the Hilgam Aroim ended off the sugya, Ella Svarahu. And they forgot that the Tanoim quoted the Apostle. Didn't the Tanoim say, Tanu Rabbani, Kere Shilum Hashem? Didn't they quote this as a Mokor? So, I don't know. How did the Amaroim ignore the Shteitin Brais, the Shteitin Tanoim? So Taisa says, Al Korachach, it must be that what? That the Amaroi realized that that quote unquote Rasha wasn't a real Rasha. It was just an Asmach to be Amaroi. It wasn't a real Rasha. We know every once in a while the Gemara will quote a Din and will quote a Pasuk as an Asmach, that's not the real McCoy. And the stomach, that's what the Gemara meant. That's what the Amaroi meant. So Taisa writes that when the dust settles in the Sugi, when the curtain comes down, so Krod the Nasav El Asmach to be Alma. How do you read this Taisus? Very pivotal Taisus. When Taisus says Krod the Nachat Liel in the end is Asmachta, did Taisus mean to say that the Krod the Asal Liel is Asmachta? The Pasuk isn't real, but the Din is what? You better believe it's real. Avada Tzedin Deraisa. Taisus never meant to machavek the Din. Taisus meant to machavek, that means to push away, to make, get rid of. What did Taisus mean to machavek with? The Makor is a make-believe, is a fake Makor. Don't lose too much sleep over the Makor. The Makor is a smach to be Alma. Oh, but the Din is a Din deraisa. That's how the Pnei Yeshua would have to read the Taisa. What would the Nebuda have to say? When Taisa says, now it's an Asmachta, that means what's an Asmachta? Everything is Asmachta. Asmachta, everything is Derabbanan. How come we can call the whole Din is Derabbanan? So it's hard to tell from Taisa. Hard to tell. But Taisa just opened up a Pesach for us, Rabbi Yisai. For another possibility. Up until now, we had two possibilities: whether Birch Zeren is deraisa derabanan. We know in the beginning of the Gemara was zicha deraisa, for sure deraisa. At the end, maybe deraisa, maybe nish deraisa. Taisus, in passing, just opened up another Pesach for us. What's the other Pesach? Maybe it's not a deraisa, not a derabanan. What is it? It's a din that's an asmachta be'alma. What does that mean? Where we find drushes in Chazal, the two kinds of drushes. Some drushes are absolute iron-clear drushes. And that's what the Gemara thought Tedesh Lulim was. And now Taisus throws the hands up and says, it's not so iron-clear anymore. The drush is not so important anymore. It's not so significant anymore. It's just a what? It's just an asmachta. Anyone know the machalik the Rishonim? That's machalik the Rambam and the Ritva, about what those words mean. When something is just an asmachta b'yalma, the Gemara says, it's not a real drush. It's not a real, not the real McCoy drusha. It's only an asmachta. Who's been my chef for the last 4 years? Are they new?
Ellie. The Ram says it's like really the Rabbanan, but they just found some grammars and hence the Ritva says that's crazy, like he don't ever say that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's crazy, but yeah, he gets very upset around that. Yeah. Ellie calmed down with the Ritva says. So the Ritva on Rosh Hashanah has a very, very famous comment. It's actually near the Yom, a little Chesh Elul game. Say Shiram in the 2 weeks before Shana, not mention Shana a little bit. So Gemara is a very, very famous Ma'am Chazal in Masechus Rosh Hashanah. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanei Malchias, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. The Baruch Shalom says to Klai Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah, say the Pesuk of Malchias, and by doing so, you're going to declare that I'm the Melech Malchi Amlochim. Imru Lefanei Zichreinus, so the introduction to that comment is Amrei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Shalom is speaking. If you would hear those words of Rinjad, the Baruch Shalom speaking, you know, there are two different approaches. Read this Gemara. Amrei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, you know, the Chassidim, you know, the old Chassidim, new Chassidim, red Chassidim, well, you know, whatever, that's the Amrei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom speaking that. Come out, it's not the shape, it's not, you know, yeah. Put your towels over your head, your gartles on, yeah, go to the mikveh, yeah, I'm not going to be I'm speaking about. And what does a hardcore misnagah do? Baruch Hashem speaking. That didn't the Raisa, that didn't the Rabbanim. What's Baruch Hashem saying exactly? What taikif? What's the nature of the din? What's the nature of the Baruch Hashem speech? So the Rishonim were hardcore misnagdim kayadua. So the Rishonim had a machloikis about what do the words mean? I'm not going to be Baruch Hu. So Rashi, Allah Torah, and Rashi, if you place in Masechet Hashanah, takes the approach. If the Rabbanu Shalom speaking, that is tantamount equivalent to saying what? What type of Allah is if the Rabbanu Shalom speaks? Who said the dinim of keeping Shabbos? Okay. Who said the dinim of lighting Neres Chanukah? The Beis Din Cheshbonon, right? Who said you have to put on tefillin? Who said you can't eat Bishul Hakam? That's a tricky one because it's not an answer. Okay, I'll give it an easy one. Who said you have to read the Megillah? Beis Din Ashkenazah, right? So who said you have to daven along Musaf and Rosh Hashanah? Im lefani malchus tichos and shafers. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the correct answer to the question is deraisa, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu is deraisa. That's what Rashi writes. Al Chumash, Al Torah. That same malchus davening Musaf and Rosh Hashanah is a din deraisa. So the Ramban Al Torah attacks the Rashi b'chol toikyefi, arriving against the Gemara. A million kaskins. Rashi, Ramban says it's only deramban. It can't be deraisa. That's the shaykh to be a din deraisa. So what's the problem with the Ramban? Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's just a game. Chazal didn't really mean it's a joke. Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? If it's only Derabbanan, what does it mean? Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tzayin says, the answer is as follows. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to us in two different ways. So there are some things that a Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, derech tzivoy, in a direct command, put on tefillin, keep Shabbos, don't eat treif, don't talk Lashon Hara. Certain things are Tzivuyim, Mufurashim, Sheyatzu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there are other ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us things by dropping a hint here and there and hoping that we're smart enough, so to speak, to pick it up. If we're perceptive enough to figure out what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants, Zokter Ritva, that's Nishkein Tzivuy Hashem, das is Ratzon Hashem. We are bound to do the Tzivuyim and bound to do the Ritzainis. The Tzivuyim are easy because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says explicitly, the Ritzainis. You have to be really, really smart to pick up. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu encodes those ritzainas in certain psukim and chumash. They're not deraisa. So up to Ritva, deraisa means don't confuse the two. Deraisa means vedavashem mashalemor, put on tefillin, make kiddush on Shabbos, eat matzah, don't do blacha Shabbos, don't eat chazir. Those are tzivuyim mefurashim. Blow shofar Rosh Hashanah does a tzivim mefurashim tzivuyim mefurashim. Daven musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Does the remez? Does the nasmachta? Does the ratzon Hashem without being a tzivah Hashem? So I state in Ritva and Rosh Hashanah Tezai. So when you have an nasmachta, that the Gemara calls a posik, but it's not really deraisa, says the Ritva. It's not pshat that it's just a plain derabbanan. It's like lighting Neres Chanukah. No, it's much more than lighting Neres Chanukah. It's a ratzon Hashem without a tzivah Hashem. It doesn't mean it's the equivalent of deraisa, but it's not quite a derabbanan either. It's some new middle category that may have its own unique halachas. And when we learn Ketz Mevarchin, we're going to have to keep this in the back burner to figure out what are the potential halachic ramifications of this statement. So this is an important halachic concept called Tzivuy Hashem versus Ratzon Hashem versus pure Derabbanans. And it can say that Baruch is now the Tais is just stuck. Baruch is into the category of Asmachta B'Alma. It could be that Baruch is an Enen may fall into that gray area called the Ratzon Hashem without being the Tzivuy Hashem. The Rambam, by the way, did not learn like this. The Rambam in his introduction to Perashat Mishnayos writes, you want to know what an asmachta means? Asmachta is what we call a mnemonic device. Because I were afraid that people are going to forget Dirim Durabanan, so they tagged them on to the Psukim just to kind of remind us. So we get to the Psukim B'chumash, Zichr and Shur Mikra Kodesh, remember that you're supposed to blow shofar. Rambam said, remember you're supposed to daven in Musaf. Amal in front of a Kodesh Bar, a little exaggeration, it doesn't really mean it. We're not learning this to give us machtas now, but just for our purposes. So what do we have now? How many possibilities do we have now as to where Hilchos Brachos fit into this, our categorization of Hilchos Brachos? We're learning a whole year of Prakritim of Archid. It behooves us to know what kind of halacha we're talking about. So how many possibilities do we have? Let's chaz for a second. The Gemara's Havamina for 30 lines was what? It's a real derais of Drash is the real Mekor. Mamshim real derais. That was possibility number one, which was ultimately rejected. Possibility number two is what the Pnei Yeshua claims is the Maskanas of Gemara. It's taka is there, right? So I'll be in a different mocha based on the svar. The Nei Yehudu claims that now when the Gemara says svar is in isav heter, in religious obligations, ritual law, is going to Shemitah Torah. It's just a plain Derabanan. And now lurking in the background, behind the scenes, we put together a Taisus here with the Ritva and Rosh Hashanah. We made a whole Cholah and the whole Chagad, the whole Shemitah Torah. And we said, it could be that brachas are not quite Deraisis, not quite Derabanans, not quite Sfaras, not quite Rashas, Asmachtas, which may be a Ratzon Hashem without being a Tziv Hashem. So we have a lot of possibilities flying around here just before you start. You can't even open up the parak, can't even start discussing what bracha make on pizza until you know where brachas, what's for brachas, where brachas come. So everybody say, this is all nice and theoretical and academic, but we have to put some teeth into this, yeah.
Does Tosfos need to say like the Ritva, not like the Rama?
Again, we're just, you know, Tosfos is not even talking this language. Tosfos is just saying Asmach. Tosfos had one problem in the Baal Tosfos. They want to know how could they Amorim dare and say it's Asfar if the Gemara quotes Brice that say it's Apsukim. So Tosfos says, no, those Brice are only Asmachtas. I have no idea what Tosfos' sheet is about Asmachtas, whether they're Ritva or Rambam. I don't know. The Ritva got very, very angry with Rosh Hashanah about the sheet is Rambam. He writes terribly, he can't say, he doesn't even mention it's the sheet is Rambam. He just says, there are those who say, and he says, it's wrong, but the Maestro Rambam says.
Maybe the Tanya could argue back the
flat
and say that there is a
Dini Mamunus
element in
Rambam. Because it's Gzela. The Gemara says, yeah, I was thinking that's cute, yeah. The question is, the cuter is that Mamunus? It's like Shal Shush, it's nice, but. I only insult guys who've been better. If you haven't been to Shia, you don't not get insulted. If you've been to Shia more than a year, then you get insulted. If you've been to Shia for 2-3 years, then you get killed. So no one, the new guys can feel free to talk till next year. Okay. All insults come with a smile. So I'm not okay, Rabbi Isai. Tachlis. Half hour we spent talking about the Olam HaSal Yoinim. I want some Olam HaTachton here. So my nefkim. Are we going to make brachas? Yeah, because we're religious Jews. We light Neres Chanukahs. We don't eat Bishalachim. And we put on tefillin. Usually I ask a question. Shia, everyone put on tefillin this morning. Usually Shia is 1:15, so the answer better be yes. Now I know some guys are definitely into late, maybe I'm not sure. But I assume everyone put on tefillin today. Everyone put on tefillin, that's a din deraisa. Everyone here refrains from bishalachim, hopefully. So that's a din derabanan. We keep deraisa derabanan. So what's the difference? So the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara elaborates upon this in the first and third brachah, Masechus Brachos, the litmus test of whether something is deraisa derabanan is what? Sveikus. That's like the way to go. That's like, if you want to know whether something's deraisa and derabanan, that is the question you have to ask. Now, that litmus test may not be 100% perfect, because actually some deraisas that are sveikus lahokal, and there are some derabanans that are sveikus lahachmer. So it's true, there are exceptions on both ends of the spectrum, but there are more the exceptions than the rule itself. So 95% of the time, if you want to know whether something's deraisa or derabanan, you know, the question you'll pose is, well, what's the din of sofi? And in fact, the Gemara does this for us in the third parak of Masechus Brachos. I think I brought it from the I don't remember what the Marmikram is. Yeah, we put us on the sixth of the Marmikram. But the Gemara talks about applying this principle of Savi Deraisa versus Savi Deraisa in the realm of his brachas. The Gemara talks about two possible mitzvahs. One is Kriya Shema and one is Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim. So believe it or not, there's one opinion in the Gemara that says Kriya Shema is Deraisa. Now, we happen not to pass in that way, and it's hard to understand what in the world that sheet meant, because it's a pasuk chumash shakum of kumecha. So hopefully we're going to actually come back there. Believe it or not, on Daf Lamed Hamad days, the Gemara is going to actually address that issue. But we'll get that. It's like 2-3 sukkahs down the line. But there's one day in the Gemara that says that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. Again, not La Bachelor. It's one day in the Gemara. Then there's a discussion of the Gemara about the bracha of Emes V'yatziv, right? The bracha after Kriya Shema, which invokes Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's another mitzvah. The Gemara is all pilpul about, are those both mitzvahs deraisa? One derabanan, maybe both derabanan. Yeah. It's pilpul about those two mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "My nafkamina, nafkamina legabi sveikus." So the Gemara calls one opinion that says in the sixth Amendment, "Klemis, Amr Rav Yehuda Safek Kar Kriyishma Safek Lekar Ena Chazav Kare Safek Amr Emes Viatz Safek Amr Chayziv Yehina." My time Kriyishma derabanan Emes Viatz deraisa. Again, whether we pass on this Gemara is irrelevant, but the nekuda that we want to extract from this Gemara is that if a given bracha slash mitzvah is a deraisa, then you have to go back yourself. Eh? If something is a derabanan, then you don't go back. So that's going to... He had a significant insight into our sukkah. I have some kind of a suffix in a chuzbrich, and I don't remember. Did I make the bracha in the apple? Did I make the bracha in the apple? Did I make the bracha before I ate the bread? Did I make... I have a real latest suffix in a chuzbrich. So what do I do, Rabbi? So if you take the approach that bracha is a deraisa, so then, something deraisa, you have no choice. If you take the approach that bracha is one of the derabanan, then Safek Rabbanan is going to be Lekula. So the Chora, everything that we've been talking about until now, is now going to have some serious ramifications, La'alocha. So if you go down the easy route, which is the root of the Nedi B'Huda, which between you and me is the root of Ruba the Ruba the Rishayinim, and probably the accepted halacha, most probably today, that Birchas Anana is Taka Derabban. It's Taka, not Derais, it's Taka, it's a plain, simple Derabban, it's Svar, it doesn't really mean, it's not Derais, it's just a Derabban. Then the approach we're going to take is, Savik Brachas is Lohakal. And whatever, wherever that's going to take us practically, we'll see as we go along. But Savik Brachas is only the Derabban. Savik Brachas is Lekula. If you go down the route of the Pnei Yeshua, that brachas are the araisa, then you're going to have to look at every suffix brachas with a different set of lenses. You're going to have to look at every suffix in brachas, as being a suffix araisa. Just parenthetically, what if you go down that middle route, that new route that we opened up before about asmachtas? Where would you go with that? If I'll tell you that brachas are not really, really, really araisas, and svaras aren't real araisas out of the nimamunas, like really, they're going to do this right. The whole brachas, lock, stock, and barrel are asmachta bi'almas of kedesh elulim. Where would you go with that? What do you think about a suffix of an asmachta? If I told you there's a certain din that's learned up from asmachta, I want to know, Rabbi, sveika asmachta l'chumra, sveika asmachta l'kula. What would your reaction be to that?
Well, if you're the Rambam, then
if you're the Rambam, you say, what? It's a plain what?
Derabban.
Plain old derabban. According to the Rambam, the fact that there's an asmachta that's garnished is totally completely meaningless. Asmachta is just a cute way for you to remember things. But in terms of the taikef adin, the strength of the din, it's the same as Neves Chanukah. According to the Rambam, it's not even a shaila that even if something's learned out from a smach, that it doesn't impact on the severity of the din. What do you all like to read? Well, it's a little funny. A little funny question. Why is it that Sveik Dereis L'chum and Sveik Dereis L'kula the Rabban Shalom, the Rabban Shalom Kazak, you're going to be Mekel, Sofek, Gaval, the Rabban Shalom said it, Sveik Dereis L'chum, Sveik Dereis L'chum, it's on the Rabbi anyway. So we understand what the Raisas and the Rabbans part ways, the Gabi Sveikis, but we're not quite sure what to put where. According to the Ritva, the dinim that are derived from Asmachtas are not plain the Rabbanans. On the other hand, they're not quite what? They don't quite have the criterion of what? Of the Raisas either. They're somewhere in the gray area, some Ben Ashmashas here. That window between pure the Raisas and pure the Rabbanans, according to the Ritva, does that create a status of Sveikam l'chumra, or does that retain the status of sveikam l'kula? It's a fascinating challenge.
Probably depends how you hold them. What's the reason for why a suffix or a banan is even a banan?
Ooh, wow, take him into the Rambam and the Rashba territory now. Wow, okay, we got a lot to talk about. I told you it's going to be a labor deep parent. We're not just going to talk about brachas and calzones this year. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot. We'll talk about that also, hopefully. We got a lot of stuff. You're right. We're going to come back to that soon.
I think I actually remember Rebbe giving a shiur about Sufik and saying that Sufik Daraisa should actually be Lakula, but the Rabbanan make it Daraisa.
That's the Rambam. That's the famous. He's alluding to the famous shiur. It's the Rambam. The Rashba disagrees.
So, therefore, if it's on Smach, the Rabbanan didn't come.
Maybe. Okay, we got there's a lot of room to maneuver here. We got a lot of things to talk about. So I'll give you a marshal. I'll give you the marshal, and then you tell me what you think the dinner is based on my marshal. Rav Chanan Wasserman has the mashal. He talks about, he doesn't give this particular one, but he gives the derech tzur of this mashal about Ratzon versus Tivoy. But I'm going to give you the one that you guys can relate to. It all starts the first night after Shev Brachos is over. Chosen Kala, get back to a normal, some begin a normal degree of existence to some extent. They sit down to dinner together, the leftovers from last week. They sit down to dinner. To finish up, throw the garbage. And the young wife says to her husband, darling, can you please throw out the garbage? The guy's so excited. Why? You remember, that's what my cousin teacher told me. Let me go check my notes. Wife says, throw garbage, throw out garbage. So he's good. Gets out. He wants to recycle also. It's already too complicated for him. So he throws out, throw the garbage. He goes to sleep after. She goes to heaven. She calls up. You can see she's talking to her mother. He's amazing. The best husband ever could ever dream of. He threw out the garbage. It's unbelievable. But, and he, he calls his cousin teacher, thanks for the tip, Well, the next night, the same thing happens, and she has please throw out the garbage. Two, three nights, kachazet. By the fourth night, what happens? They finish eating dinner. What does she not say? She doesn't dump throw out the garbage. What happens? He doesn't throw out the garbage. What's the shaila? He doesn't throw out the garbage. And what happens? She breaks down hysterical in tears. She's crying unstoppably. What's the matter? What's the matter? So she says, you're going to throw out the garbage. So what does he say? The worst thing you could say on day four post-Sheva. What? You didn't tell me to. You didn't ask me to. So she's crying. He doesn't know what hit him. What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? What are they fighting? What are they arguing about? What's going on? They're two people. They thought that they like each other. They still like each other. Maybe sure they should love each other. But there's a Machlokes going on here. What's the Nekudas of Machlokes? Because it was very passionate. That she's working with the assumption that they're Tzivuim and they're Tzainis. What she's basically saying is that I'm not only expecting you to do the Tzivuim what I ask you to do, it's understood there are things that I want you to do that I'm not going to tell you. But I want you to understand what you figure out on your own. And he's clueless. He says, I did the Tzivuim, and she told me to throw the garbage. And I said, I'm not going to throw the garbage she tells me to do. But how in the world am I going to figure out what your Ratzon is if you don't tell me? So what's the who's right, so to speak, in the Shiloh? What's the Mechariah here? So the answer is very poshut. Rabbi Chanan writes, as you say, not about the garbage, writes, as you say. He said, how do you understand a person's retainers? How do I, I have no idea what you want. Like, I see new faces in the shir, guys I never saw before in my life. I should know what you want? What do I know? I have no idea. Some of you guys might think, you know what I want? I want to finish shir already. That's what I want. I want to get a cup of coffee. I don't know what you guys want. How would I even know who you want? I know who you are. I don't know your names. I mean, I know your names in 3 years, but I don't know who you are. I know what you want. I can tell you one thing. Okay? It's Hashem, we were a bracha. She married many happy all the years. I know exactly what my wife wants. She doesn't have to tell me anything. I know exactly what she wants. I'm not always so good at it, but I know exactly what she wants. So what happened? I didn't know what she wanted when I went on our first date. I had no idea what she wanted. No idea what they're going to take. I have no idea. But now I do. What happened? When you get to know somebody, you spend a lot of time with somebody, and you talk to the person, you understand them, and you see the things that make them happy, things that don't make them happy, you understand the person. Then and only then do you understand what a person's root sayings are. That's what Rebbe Chanan writes. He writes a Zelosh, and he writes in Chelik Beis, in Kutvis Devar Seifrim, Chelik Beis Chav Shurim. He writes, very often the Chachamim make it takana, and they're telling us what the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The Baruch Shalom didn't say it, but they mean Megala tells us what the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom is. How does the Rabbi know, how does Chazal know what the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom is? What's the answer? Because they know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did they get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because they spent a lot of time talking to him. They sat on the Torah. They sat on the Torah 50 years. You understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You know what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy and whatnot. You know what the Baruch Shalom wants. A regular guy doesn't know anything. A guy learned three lines of the Gemara. I tell you what the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom is. How do you know? You went on one date. How do you know? But if you're married for 50 years, then you have a right to say what the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom is. So Chazal had an insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon because they understood the Tzivuim. They had an insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the person can have. So Ritzonus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Mechayev. We're Mechuyev to do the Ratzon of Hashem. We don't always know what it is, but if and when we can figure it out, or if we're told by Chazal what it is, so this is what the Rebbe Shalom wants. Now let's go back to our Shaila. What if I have a suffix in the Ratzon Hashem? Go back to the Moshe. I'm not sure whether my wife wants the garbage to be thrown out. What would I do? If I'm a good husband? You better believe it. Okay? So one could argue that once something is elevated to be the Ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if it's not a tzivu in the Rebbe Shalom, but it's the Rebbe Shalom. So maybe Sveika de Asmacht of the Chumra also. So the Prima God is not sure about. He has a suffix. Sveik. Prima God is not sure. What do you, where does Asmacht fit into the picture? A suffix Asmacht of the Chumra. I can hear a good svar, no pun intended, a good svar to explain why Asmacht does go to Chumra. I can hear others who would fall back on the Rambam and say, well, Asmacht will go to Hashem, I've never heard of this. It's just their abundance. The whole thing's a game. It's not their abundance. Pneumatic, suffix pneumatic devices, all the kula. So it is unclear where the halacha should be, assuming that Rebbe Sinan is in this gray area of being an asmachta. So we have a lot of variables here. We're not sure what Rebbe Sinan are. Are they pure deraisas like the Gemara started out? Are they pure derabbanans like the Nedivita seems to say? Are they svaras which are drushes deraisas like the Pnei Yeshua is claiming? Are they asmachtas like Tosfos is saying? And even with them being asmachtas, we have to further break them in the Rambam there as well. So we have 5 possibilities. within the world that there are smachtas and within the Ritva's world of smachtas, we have a vayta breakdown where the suffix l'chum and l'kula. By the time we finish figuring out what in the world to make a bracha, the food's going to be spoiled. But we have no idea what the din should be. We have all this lumb that's rolling all over the place. I just presented you 5-6 different possibilities what our approach should be to sfeikas and brachas, which all ultimately hinge upon where brachas come from. That's the opening to the psich, in case you didn't notice. So it's all cute that we're talking. Everything we've done, we're just talking off the top of my head. Tachlis, what's the din when you have a suffix in brachas? What is the din? So the sugya actually begins in the first brach of brachas. Now that we figured out all the possibilities that we think the din should be, why don't we actually find out what the din really is? So let's take a look. It actually starts on the third of my goodness. The Gemara starts with the word pshita, yibayzim and alaf. The guy's holding a cup of wine in his hand. Because some of the shichru, we thought it was beer. So he makes a bracha, presumably shahako, although even that's not so simple. We don't even know what bracha there is to make on beer. That's going to be a tight little bit later on, but no one in the shir knows. No one's going to drink beer in the shir anyway, it's not relevant. But the guy's holding a cup of wine, and he thinks that's beer, and he makes the bracha, adai to the shichra, thinking that's beer. So he says, what bracha is he going to make on the beer? Presumably shako. The siyam b'dechamra, and then he realizes in the middle, baruch ato Hashem, and he's thinking, beer. I don't know, what's good in here, beer? Budweiser still around, Okay, so he says, Budweiser, beer, then as he gets shahako, he opens his eyes. It's azah kavona. He looks at the bottle. He says, "Oh, this is not a little bottle of beer like that. It's a big bottle of some really, really fancy, some good bottle of wine. Some Malaga, Malaga, cough syrup. Yeah, some really good, good solid barbecue cough and stuff. Maybe okay." And he finishes off the bracha with the chav barbecue cough. So what's the din? He's Yaitse. Why is he Yaitse? The inami, if he would have said shahako, he would have also been Yaitse, because to say shahako, anything he Yaitse. So the fact that he had in mind at the beginning of the bracha to say shahako, that doesn't detract. Even if he would have finished it, the word shahako would be Yaitse. But what about the other way around? Heikad the kandachi kasa the shicha biyavik sov the chamru. He's holding a cup of beer, and he thinks it's wine. So it's making a bracha, baruch at Hashem, I'm thinking, he's about to say bar priya gofen. And then he opens up his. He's holding about to make barbecue bracha, and then he finishes up shahako. So what's the shaila whether you follow the ikar bracha or the seif bracha? Very, very strange thing. Because lemaisa, was there any word that came out of his mouth that was wrong? No. Every word was emes lamita. It's just that he had kavana at the beginning of the bracha the wrong way. So the Gemara is not sure what the din is. Just as an aside, before we get to the part that we want. Does this Gemara trouble you?
If I have in mind celery, but I'm holding a carrot, and I make a bracha on celery, but I eat a carrot?
No, but that's the same thing. Here, it's two different brachas, and it's the wrong. Yeah, if I think it's celery, it's a carrot. It's awesome.
Okay.
What's the celery carrot?
I thought that, when you're making a bracha, you have to think about the food that you're eating, not...
Sometimes I see a lot of vegetables. I can't figure out what in the world they are, but they all look like vegetables. We took I took my grandchildren last week to Lancaster, so we were feeding the giraffes, one of the farms or something, the zoos. So they let you buy animal food. So they were charging, if it was $5 for carrots and $5 for celery, and then $10 for the fancy ones. And they wanted, my kids, grandchildren wanted the fancy one because it was much bigger. So what's the difference? They said, the giraffes can eat the same silly food anyway. I should pay another $5. So giraffe should have a fancier piece of food. So the whole vort, it's not a din in the cheft of the giraffe being happy. It's the din in the pa'ula that you should have the hana of feeding the... Right. My grandson was 4, my grandson was 2, and neither one of them understood the lomdus. It's the good Zaidi, shelled out a few. Yeah.
I remember once I read a Mephis Alazar about making a bracha on Rebbe Tom's
film. That's a tricky thing because Lefi Rashi, Rebbe Tom's film, and Apostle, vice versa. So that's worse than the celeries and the carrots. So it's a little bit different. You're right. It is a lomdus to Shiloh, but it's a little bit different.
Who cares what he's thinking about?
Whoa. Who cares? Oh, great. We told you about Mr. Napier Valdik. Okay. Rashi for Kedushin. Come on, guys. I'm desperate. So this Gemara is very, very loaded because the Gemara seems to be assuming that even though every single word that came out of his mouth was emes lamitai, the fact that he was thinking something is a problem. So to understand the Antifarm is a really good sugya, probably more dini mamunas. You're like the Pnei Shul, you're mixing dini mamunas and brichas and nandin. But I would have asked a slightly different sugya. Anyone know what sugya I would have referenced? Doesn't this issue in the Gemara touch upon Mitzvah Jesus Kavanah, Mitzvah Ancient Jesus Kavanah, right? About how much Kavanah Salev really makes a difference. It's a similar, related sugya, but not identical. What?
Tovah Sashration or
not? I'm going to say there was no mistake here. Tovah Sashration when you said two things. Yeah, the guy said one thing. So this Gemara, if we were learning the first Bechav Rachas of Yubayz, we would have to spend a lot of time on why is the Gemara even talking this topic? Why is this even an issue? The fact that the guy had the wrong Kavanah. Why is that about Chpatli? I don't care what the guy's thinking. So it's a loaded question. It's Takatayzus Kasher, Ben Yedis Kasher. It's a loaded topic, not for now. Maybe another time we'll come back to it, but not for now. It was such a loaded topic that after Rishonim learned the Gemara differently than the way I presented it. After Rishonim learned that when the Gemara says, you started with the Chamer and ended with the Shikha, vice versa, what does it mean? Not that you want, that you thought the wrong thing, but what? You actually said the wrong thing and then you immediately corrected yourself, Tech Nedibor. So according to half to Rishonim, we read the Gemara wrong. The Gemara is not even talking about mistaken intent. The Gemara is talking about mistaken speech. But again, since we're not learning the first book of Brachas, not on topic right now. I want to go to what the Maskana Sei Gemara is. What really interests me is that poor guy who made this bracha, and now we're not sure what to do. Zok Tazoy, maybe we follow the Psicha, maybe we follow Chassim, we don't know what to do. What's the Maskana Sei Gemara take? We don't know what the din is. Now I want to know what to do. Why? Why is this Gemara so important to me? Because now, let's see, so what do you do? So the guy made this half-baked, suffix, mixed up, confused bracha. So Rabbi, but I want to drink the wine. So what do I do now, Rabbi? What do I do? So comes Tosis, and the second page of Maamar Kamis, fourth of Maamar Kamis, the Pirush of Alphas. Hashad lo ifshat abayin atzlin lakula. The Philippos of the Chavis, even Shekhu Yotza. What is Dr. Ref? The Rif says it's a suffix in the Gemara, we don't know what the din is, and therefore what do you do? Suffix lakula, and therefore you don't have to make another bracha. Okay, you can both eat the food, enjoy, shalom ha'isro. Suffix drabban lakula, that's what the Rif just said. So it was cute that we had four, five, six different possibilities, but lemais, the Rif is just machriya, that you don't make another bracha. How is the Rif learning clearly? That when the Gemara, all the dust settles in the sugya, what is Birch Zananin? Basically, they're Rabbanan. Maybe an Asmachta, maybe a Marinette. It's governed and guided by the rules of the Rabbanan. It's looked at through the lenses of the Rabbanan. Sofi Bech Zanen is Lekula Zof Derim Ad Kan Vele Yaisa. That's the end of the story. So it took us 55 minutes of longness to get to what the Rif said, Ad Kan Vele Yaisa. Sofi Bracha says Lekula.
Why isn't that Lekula to let you make the Bracha again?
Well, Lekula says that you're not Mechuyf to make the Bracha anymore. Lekula means to do less things in religion. That's what Lekula means. It means to make life easier. People want, why do people like kulas? Because kulas are easier. So the less you have to do in life, that's called a kula. When I tell you, oh no, you can't move that, you can't eat that, you got to do that again, those are chumras. People don't like the chumras. People like kulas. So kula means, I tell you, don't worry about it, everything's okay, enjoy yourself, enjoy your vacation, don't have to be bothered. That's like, you know, enjoy a cup of wine, you don't have to be bothered, you don't have to make another bracha, don't worry about it. So the kula. So the game's over, right? The sugya's over.
But even, I thought even according to the
Bnei
Yeshua, that you're not going to remake the bracha, you're not
going to
make another bracha.
Well, it depends. If the Bnei Yeshua really, truly, honestly believes that bracha is a deraisa, so then it's a Sofi deraisa l'chumra, like Kriyishma, like the Gemara is about Kriyishma and Shizim.
But isn't he worried about bracha shenitzu?
Oh, well? Boy, so that you're throwing a whole curveball into the sugya. That's part two. We have to wait till tomorrow for that one. Means why am I spending time talking about brachas? What happened to brachas to brachas matala?
But I'm saying you can also understand the riff through that lens.
Well, I never heard of brachas matala yet. I don't know what the words mean. So I mean, I think I do, but I don't. I'm gonna make those men home. So the game's over, right? So it's over. Sure, come on. 10:27. We're done for the day. Not yet. What is Tysus quote? Rei, I'm a luchomer. The tzach levar par mecheres. The Rei said, no. You gotta make another bracha. Why did the Rei say after another bracha? Why do you think the Rei said after another bracha? Maybe the reheld that brachas are mamish deraisas. Maybe the reheld are asmachtas but suffik lasmachtas alechumra. Maybe the reheld that a suffik in a gemara that ends up as a teiku is not subject to the rules of sveikah derban lekula. I just threw a curveball at you out of nowhere. So it's not 100% clear why the re disagreed, but we know that he did. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's not cool. In Shulchan Aruch, the regular standard approach is the Rif, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, the regular standard practice in religion today, that we assume Birch Nanin are Sveik and Lekula. Does that mean we automatically hold the Birch Nanin as the Rabbanan? Possibly, possibly not. Either they're pure the Rabbanan, or we may agree that there's some kind of a Asmachta-ish Ratzon HaTorah or something, maybe we hold Sveikas and Asmachtas and Lekula. So it's not 100% clear where we line up in the Sugya. But we don't seem, halach, except for the Rebbe, we don't seem to follow that approach of Pnei Yeshua, that there's some real hardcore bona fide deraisa playing out here. Probably not true, Lemaisa. I didn't say Pnei Yeshua was wrong, I just said probably the way Rebbe Rishonim hold, it's probably not true. Maybe the Rebbe disagreed. After you had the name. So you have a guy who's at a suffer. Let's say that guy's holding an apple. There's a suffer, he forgot he's holding him out, about to make a proper eights. And then if he gets a phone call, he's on the phone, and then he doesn't return. Take it right. Say, no, did I look at the apple? Did I take it? Find out if I can't see his teeth marks. I'm not sure. I don't remember. Okay, leave out teeth marks. Got a couple of juice in his hand. Did I take a sip there? Not. Did I make a bite? Pasha doesn't remember. So if it asked the riff, what would the riff say? Enjoy. It's on the house. You don't have to make another bro. If it asked the riff, what would the riff say? You got to make another bro. Something to rice or the chumra or something. So the guy's about to continue to drink the juice because he has the riff, he has Shulchan Aruch, he checked the deer shoe, you know, on Mishnah Berurah, he went online, he Googled Rabbi, you know, he put on his AI or something, and they told him, this is what you do when you have a suffix in Ichus Brachas. So we shine him, and we pass the Lachot the riff, everything, Shalom Yisrael. So he goes and he continues to drink the juice. Any problem with that? Is anything bothering you about this? Yeah. Who just ended up? I just told you, because of that, continue to drink.
No problem.
Ellie says, also the other husband, also the other husband. What is that? The Gemara just said a minute ago, you're not allowed to do that. What are you saying, Ellie? You're saying, me suffic, it should be also the other husband, also the other husband, right? That's Ellie's Kasha. Right? Who likes Ellie's Kasha? Who doesn't know what in the world Ellie's talking about? Who here has no comment on the matter? As I said, I threw out three possibilities. We had 50 guys in the room, and only 4 guys raised their hand. So there's something wrong here. Who here thinks Ellie's Kasha is the most earth-shattering bomb Kasha they've ever heard in their life? Who here thinks Ellie's Kasha is the most ridiculous Kasha they've ever heard in their life? Okay, who thinks Ellie's Kasha is not bad, but we're not too, not losing the sleep over it? So I'll tell you a secret. You know who asked the Kasha for Ellie? Kivega. Not a bad person, that's the country. Kivega. It's in the Kiddush mouth, it doesn't appear to be in the classroom. Kivega asked the Kasha. He says, I don't understand the difference in the stasis. It's true, because suffering brachas are under abundance, the cooler, the ice, and shine, but also the other house has definitely bracha. The king is talking, doesn't know what this is, what the river told him, what the Hashem told him, what the Hashem told him, what happened to us, all of us, and believe brother. The Yeshiva learned Kates and Mavarchin, I think it was about 14, 15, anyone keep track? It was 15 years ago. When did the Yeshiva learn Kates and Mavarchin last? Going around? Okay. So I think 15 years ago we learned Kates and Mavarchin. It was the year before this building was built. No, 2 years before, because I remember I said it's still in first hall. Then Kisavarta and then Gittin, and then we moved here to Baba Basra. First Gilgul of Baba Basra. We've got another Gilgul of Gittin and Baba Basra since then. So 15 years ago, I asked the Kasha against us from Kirenga. I said, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand the Kasha. What's bothering me? For 15 years, I haven't slept. What's been bothering me for 15 years in this room, Kirenga? Yeah, the Yisus is also the Rebbe. That's the Rebbe. Said the Mitzvah is the Rebbe, the Yisus is the Rebbe. So So Vaitanias is also Drabanan. So Suffolk Drabanan, the Kula Plays, they soon Drabanan also. If I have an egg, and I'm not sure, it was cooked by a Jew, cooked by a great sputter, the Shach Pas, the Bishalachim, Suffolk, Bishalachim is the Kula. So Rabbi Kivega is looking at Brach to say, the Yisrael Yohannes, that's a Vaad, and he said, Suffolk Lechumra, why is that Suffolk Lechumra? Why is it any more Suffolk Lechumra than the mitzvah's essay to make a Bracha? The Chai didn't understand. That is a Bechlal. Rabbi Kivega, to ask such a guy, if Eli would have asked such a kasha, he would have laughed. But Rabbi Kivega asked such a kasha, he's blind by Tzorchi. I don't understand. I still don't understand. I look back at my notes from 15 years ago, I said Tzorchi, and it's a Vaad Tzorchi. Maybe in 15 years we'll come out to an item, still don't understand the answer to the kasha. Why? What was the kasha in the first place? But by the way, I want to make my kasha against the kasha even stronger. Based on the following, you say, the fundamental, we're learning for almost an hour, 2 minutes, we haven't said a chakiriya. So the Gemara concludes that the real engine driving brachas is svaro. Whether they're ice, they're bonus, smach, I'm not sure, but svaro, also on the house, and on bracha. I want to ask you the following shot. I have an apple in front of me. And there are almost two compelling reasons why I have to make a bracha. I have to make a bracha because I don't want to violate an aveira. The aveira being asla, 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 bracha. And what other reason am I going to make a bracha? Because now there's a positive mitzvah to do what? To a side of bracha. When I make a bracha, Barber 8, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, derabbanan, the rice, whatever you want, even if it's a pure derabbanan, it's a mitzvah, it's like lighting Neres Chanukah, it's like reading the Megillah. So when I make a birch, and then I'm fulfilling a positive mitzvah, not just avoiding Yisurim. When I walk past the store that's selling Bishalakam, and I say, I'm sorry, I'm not going into the Bishalakam, there's no mitzvah for that. Maybe I get tzchar for not violating Aveiros, but that's not a positive mitzvah. Not a mitzvah derabbanan, not a mitzvah derabbanan. That's a shmiras Yisurim. But when I recite a burp based on an apple, not only am I avoiding the violation of Asr Yohanes, I'm also fulfilling a mitzvah. So yesh lach korabay, so the following chakira, what is the relationship or lack thereof between these two halachas? Every apple, very long, there's an apple there, an apple sitting on my table. And there are two reasons compelling me to recite this bracha. One is to avoid violation of the prohibition of Asr Yohanes, even if it's thrown upon him. So it's like, I'm doing something to avoid mukts, I'm doing something to avoid bishalachim. And I'm also doing something positive. I'm reading the Megillah, or I'm lying near Chanukah, lying near Shabbos. What is the relationship between those two things? Is there an independent Isser Lohanos Min Adam Azebeli Bracha? Even if in some way, some shape or form, I can hop around a way to circumvent the mitzvah, I can create a way that I'm talking about Chayiv in the mitzvah's essay. Is there an independent standing Isser called Isser Lohanos Min Adam Azebeli Bracha? Even if I don't have the ability to make the bracha, the halacha dictates not to make the bracha. It's also the hanos finished. The lo yitzu, you would have such a scenario that I'm not mechuyev in the bracha, and if I can't make a bracha, I'm not mechuyev in the bracha levatol. I'm not in the bracha. On the other hand, I'm still bound by the iser. What would my only option be at that point about this apple? I've got this red, beautiful gala Fuji shmuji apple in front of me, and ilchus brachas, the mitzvah's essay part dictates not to make the bracha. The iser lehanos is still alive and well. What would be my only option at that point? I can't eat the apple. I would be in check, man. I can't eat the apple. I can't make a bracha because they're going to tell me I'm in violation of Seres Hadibros, of the bracha batol. These guys are going to tell me you can't eat it. You can't not eat. You can't make the bracha. I'm saying you can't make the bracha. I can't eat the apple without the bracha. It's a violation of an Isser. Without lays bare, I can't eat the apple. Or maybe I got the wrong lomdus. Razzle dazzle lomdus. No, what's pshat? Also, lehonest be'olam azeh b'libat. B'lib bracha when? If and when you have the opportunity to make a bracha and you choose not to, this is an Isser. The Isser Lihonos does not stand on its own 2 feet. The Isser Lihonos is a result of the fact that you could praise the Rebbeinu Shalom and you choose to be a gazlan for the Rebbeinu Shalom and steal his apple without asking permission. You shouldn't have asked permission. You shouldn't make the bracha and you didn't. This is also Lihonos. And for whatever reason, I can't. Ich bin Potter. I don't have that lack ability to make this bracha. I can't do the mitzvah. Sorry, Rabbi, I can't do it. So for you, there's no Isser Lehanos. So how do you understand the relationship? But Acharik Echleis is called the Gemara's conclusion. Everything's Drabbanan now. It's all Zayin Drabbanan. Also, Lehanos Lehanos is bracha. So therefore, you're bound by the Isser Drabbanan and you're bound to fulfill the mitzvah Drabbanan. And you can't do the mitzvah Drabbanan. So what's your option? So according to the first side, the Chakira, that the Isser stands on its own 2 feet. So now you were just checkmated. You can't make the bracha, you can't eat the apple, therefore you can fill the apple up. Put it away for later. According to the second Pesha, if for whatever reason I can't make the bracha, so what do? The apple is what? It's on the house. It's on the house. You don't make a bracha. You need it anyway. So what? Why is this Chakira now irking me when I read this from Kivega? What did Kivega say? Kivega started off by saying that Ich maskim zayin, that's what the Rif says, that it's a safek lakula, safek jabban lakula, you can't make a bracha, you're not mechuyev, and you can't volunteer. Some, if let's say if I don't know whether I lit in the Chanukah, I can theoretically light the candles without a bracha if I want. There's nothing to gain, nothing to lose, I can do it. You can't make a bracha myself because it's a shalom bracha v'tol. So we paskin that you don't make the bracha. So you have an absolute green light not to make the bracha. What's Rabbi Kivega still bothering us with? So you can't eat the apple. Rabbi Kivega was assuming the Issah stands on its own 2 feet. So I don't understand Rabbi Kivega for two reasons. I don't understand why Rabbi Kivega thought that the Issah is derais, if the Chiyah bracha is derabanan. That was my first time. The Mechilas Kav Dehele Ofra Ani Takas Kapas Raglov. But I don't understand what the kasha was. But even in Tumsalonim, somehow that the kasha, I understand. Somehow, all these kasha is a shtaka kasha. Rabbi Kivega goes off to fight such a kasha. I'm not sure Rabbi Kivega's cheshbon is muskel, that the Isser stands on its own 2 feet. I think that the Isser only exists b'chi hayav, that you have the opportunity to make the bracha. And if you can't make the bracha, you don't make the bracha. You make the bracha, you can eat the food. So all of a sudden, this kasha Rabbi Kivega that we don't really understand has opened up for us a whole new world to do his brachas. Which is reading a Gemara. Right? That's all we do, by the way. Case new guys, all we do is just read a line of the Gemara, a line here, a line of Taisus, a line of Mishnah. We just read a Gemara. Everyone read this line of the Gemara. Ella Svarus. Everyone understood what the word Ella meant? Right? The five different possibilities. Everyone understood what the word Svar meant? Peshua, Medimuda. Also, Lehanos. Is it one din? Is it two din? Okay, we just read the Gemara. We just read it. I just add a little bit. You guys do everything, all the work in the morning. I just put in my 2 cents. So, Ella Svaru. So, what is it? Is the Isser a freestanding Isser? Or is the Issa or Neveya from the Chiyah Bracha? Anyone bring me a raya? How, where would you even look for a raya? What kind of a raya? Even without giving me the details, what kind of a raya would you have to bring conceptually?
You say that there's some sort of pasuk that teaches us Issa Lehanos, which has nothing to do with Bracha.
Yeah, we're not quite sure. Lashem Lahartz and Loya, that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff. And that's the raya. You're shepherding on the first part almost. But where would we look to see whether Rabbi Kivega's Havana, in terms of the relationship between the two, Isra and Mitzvah, is Muskim or not? What kind, I don't want the details, what kind of a Shaila should we be looking for?
If there's ever a case where you don't need to make a bracha,
we would have to look for a parallel case where you have a green light for some reason not to make a bracha. Do we find there's an Isra Achila or not? So do we have such a parallel case?
No,
we don't. We haven't. The Sugyan third Bracha brothers. It's a Mishnah Gemara, a Farshah Gemara. It's a Beferish Gemara going to almost everybody. The one, the Santi Gun Rishon, is a little different read, but the simple Pshat and Shulchan Aruch for sure. But this is as follows. A person of Chabal Atzlan is an Einein Mishamezim with Lefanov. He's Pata for all Mitzvah's essay. Why is he Pata for all Mitzvah's essay? Machlech Tzim Rishon and Rashi says, it's Eisiv Mitzvah Pata for Mitzvah, Taisi Skotzi Rishon, it says, it's like a Bizar Namez from the Mitzvah. So he doesn't do Mitzvah, doesn't do Mitzvah's essay. Doesn't daven, doesn't. One of the mitzvahs essay that an Einin doesn't do, he doesn't make brachas. That's what we pass in Shukra. Einin Bavarach and Zamin doesn't make a brachas again. Well, he's not allowed to eat. Nuchomer, Einin is not allowed to eat. Lushema doesn't eat. Why is he allowed to eat? He eats, so what does he do? He's not making a brachas. Is there only allowed to violate Isurim? Now's the time to eat all that chazer. Can you violate Isurim? It's a lot to violate Isurim. It's a fascinating Safi Piskachuv and Nuchasanin is close to Shah from Acharonim. Does it only wash the Tilsi Yadayim or not? What's that a piece of bread? What's the Shaila? What is the Tilsi Yadayim? Is that ultimately a mitzvah, ultimately an Isser? Is there an Isser to eat without washing, or is there a mitzvah to eat with washing? Unclear. The state in Shulchan Aruch eats without making a bracha. According to Bikreg, how do you do that? According to Bejager, the fact that he's potter from brachas and mitzvahs essay, the rice, the one, how does that matter the is independent? Isn't that din nuchasaninus a raya brura that the issa, whatever that issa is only neideya when there's a chavis bracha? So if the halacha dictates there's no chayvus bracha, out an essay, there's no iser. So if the halacha dictates that an einin does new mitzvahs, or if the halacha dictates suffik mitzvahs lekula, suffik darban lekula, so then you can't ask a kasha also the hanas. The also the hanas is only the veya from the mitzvah. So we have two kashas again. Again, we can make it new. Okay, that doesn't mean my haskama to what he knew. Greg is called Tarakula, but again, what am I going to do? We're Talmidim. We just have to, ask Kashas. We have Kashas Tzarchian. So we have two Shtag, we think a Shtag, a Tainus against Rabbi Kavanga. We don't understand. Once you acknowledge that Brach is Gufai with the Rabbanon, make a taste that the Isser is a Deraisa. And number two is that whatever this Isser is, it's not going to have any more Kleichas than the Mitzvah. And once you pass it up, the Mitzvah is something with Lula. It's just going to go hand in hand. So we have a lot of issues. Okay, not the last issues we're going to have. Maybe it's the first of the year, hopefully not the last. So we have a lot of things flying around. So what do we accomplish there, Bessa? It's just constant percent. What do we accomplish? So we just, again, just read the Gemara a little bit. We opened up read the Tais a little bit, spoke about some Acharonim. We just try to get our feet wet into the basic question. Is Brich the Ned Derais at the Rabban? We have 5-6 different possibilities floating around. Then we threw out the question right after Midrash Rabbi Sfeikis. We ran through the Gemara a little bit, the Maseches Brachas. We saw the Machlokes the Rif and the Ri. And then we had Rabbi Kavanga's Taina. And then we had the two different Ha'aras that we had against Rabbi Kavanga. So far we had the Mamash and the ABCs. Literally got our feet wet into this.
I was going to say, maybe that when Rabbi Kavanga, you're saying that you can't gain benefit, that's different than this Gemara Brachas. This Gemara Brachas isn't necessarily benefit. You just need that to survive. Meaning that the owning, eating, may not be considered hana without a bracha, that just may be surviving. Whereas she's saying you can't gain hana, which means that.
Nah, then it's not like everybody wants. We never did a can of bus for yay, but he's lying, I was lying. Somebody said, this past, my mother, she was nifter on Thursday night. So because we were going to Eretz Yisrael, so we couldn't do it before Shabbos, so we had to go right after Shabbos. So this was the case that Taisa quotes in the third Pekel Brachas when you have Anina stops at Shabbos and then it starts again on Matzoy Shabbos. So we didn't go, you don't really make Abdullah. Oh, Shalom, but Lamaisa, the Adonim didn't make Abdullah. So the Machlekes of Shalom, what do you do after the crew was Sunday night? So Shabbos, what do you do then? So the minute is we follow those Shalom and say make Abdullah after the crew, like Matzoy Tisha B'Av. It's the same Shaila when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. So the Mei Abdullah just proper go off in a mafdil right afterwards. So somebody asked me, Gaval, they must be so starved, they haven't eaten in the last 24 hours because they didn't make Abdullah. So I said, no, Taisa says that you're allowed to eat, because Taisa writes that since you don't have a chavis Abdullah, the issue of eating before Abdullah is only when you're mechuv in Abdullah. If you're not mechuv in Abdullah, you're not mechuv to fast. So, but I told him that once the kvur was over, so then I told him they can't even have anything to eat or drink, nothing, until we had to go run to go first and make Abdullah. Then it's like Matzoy Tishba, on a Sunday. So once you become Chuyv and Abdullah again, so then bite, and then the Yisr kicks in. Okay. All right, so we'll stop it now. Guys, you go back to Miss Medish and learn. Regular full, Wednesday, right? Regular full morning Seder. Okay, so tomorrow we'll see. Is this timing work good for you guys? Just for tomorrow? Probably, because that way we can give you more chance to get in. So tentatively, we'll probably have Shia 9:30 tomorrow. If there's any change, we'll... and then hopefully next week, we'll get back into a normal schedule. Okay.
One, what I meant is that it's not a cool up to make the drop out again because you're violating a fair.